Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful.com, YouTube.com/Fightful. Thank you for joining us. Leave a thumbs up, subscribe, tap that bell for notifications, and donate a super chat if you want your question or statement read on the air. We're going to make our AEW All Out predictions, and we have a familiar face back with us. We liked her so much, we had her back. TK Trinidad, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. We were just talking off the air about Women's Wrestling Talk podcast, and you all do some great stuff over there. We want everybody to check that out. But yeah, there's been a big weekend. There was obviously Empower, yes, which you guys had a presence at, and then NWA 73, a big week, and now we've got AEW All Out. What are you most looking forward to?
Well, of course, all the women's events, of course. This week, we actually have Chris Statlander on our show this week. Nice. And it's very, I think I said it on the news last week when we did it. It's very, like, I feel every time, I don't know if you feel this way too, when you interview somebody, you kind of get that connection. So when you interview both parties at one time, now you're just kind of conflicted. So that's how I'm feeling this weekend. We're just like, oh, I don't know who to go for, but I'm excited.
I can't wait for this show. We're going to go ahead and dive in and make some predictions. If you have a super chat or have a question or statement read on the air, donate a super chat. It'll get read on the air. But subscribe to YouTube.com/Fightful. And, of course, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com because we're going to just have a ton of stuff from Chicago this weekend. Lots of people on the scene. We had a super chat that we missed yesterday. But you know what? I think it fits right here because we have one of the hosts of Women's Wrestling Talk podcast here. And the one we missed was basically talk about Tootie Lynn. Now, I mean, I've interviewed Chelsea Green in the past, and I like her an awful lot. Some people like even say that's the only source that I have in pro wrestling is Chelsea Green. So, I mean, we're tied together there. People think that she's giving me CM Punk scoops, but I think Tootie Lynn should have won that battle royal. I think you call an audible there. I think that in her hometown, you have her go over and you book that. Now, I understand there's probably a lot of money at play there based on how they booked next night. What a showing she had. Holy cow.
She had an amazing showing. And it kind of makes sense. Like, you definitely would want her to, you know, win in her hometown. But we actually ended up interviewing her, and she even said it. Like, her bookings are going to go up now because she had such an amazing showing. So even though she didn't win, she was the last one out. And, you know, Chelsea Green is, you know, fellow Canadian. She's everywhere, and she's working hard, and, you know, it makes sense. But now for Tootie, like, the sky's the limit for her. She had such an amazing showing and just so, like, humble about it. So I can't wait to see what's going to happen with her.
And I wasn't that familiar with her before. I mean, I'd heard the name, hadn't got to see her work, controlled the crowd. They loved her. That was a blast. Mm-hmm. But hopefully AEW All Out is a blast. We're going to kick off with the match that everybody's talking about, the one everybody's waiting for. It's Tall Paul. Paul White versus QT Marshall. And TK, I've been telling everybody, if I see them in Chicago and they're not chanting Tall Paul, I'm going to get kicked out of the venue because I'm going to fight these people. I'm going to put them all in cravats and the carotid artery is going to get cut off. It's got to happen. Tall Paul. How do you see this one going?
I mean, it's with wrestling and they have so many names. It's so hard to keep track of their names and you're so used to one name, but I feel like Paul's going to go over. I feel like we're going to have a couple more matches from him. They're going to be separated. They're not going to be, you know, often. I think we might have two or three more matches from him, and then he'll have a match where he puts somebody else over. But I feel like this one has to go to him. It's, you know, it's AEW, it's first match with AEW. He's not wrestling often, and, you know, the storyline kind of, I don't see it going anywhere else.
I completely agree. We have John Moxley, Satoshi Kojima. Kojima is not quite the opponent that a lot of people were expecting, but yeah, it's going to be a good match. It's going to be a lot of fun. I don't think there's any way that Moxley loses this.
Yeah, he's hot right now. I mean, not even right now. He's hot, period. Yeah, I think it's going to be an amazing match because they're both, it's almost like two different styles. But I just don't see it going any other way. I agree with you, Moxley, for sure.
We have Andrade El Idolo against Pac. I am so excited for this match. I just know they're going to go 1,000 miles an hour and beat the snot out of each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think Andrade wins this. Pac is, I don't want to say the new has worn off of him because he can be a main eventer almost at a drop of a hat, but
right.
Andrade is still like the new toy there.
Yeah, I want to agree with you, but just for the sake of this, it's one of those things where because it's not a main event, because it's kind of on a lower card, and we're still kind of building Andrade, he might be able to afford to lose and then okay. build up to the next pay-per-view. That's a possibility as well. Like, I feel like with this pay-per-view, a lot of people are calling it I don't want to, you know, because everybody's either a WWE side and AEW side. But I feel like WWE, as we've seen in the past, they like messing with our emotions. And I feel with AEW, this particular pay-per-view, a lot of people are seeing it the same way. And I don't necessarily want this, but if there's any pay-per-view to mess with our emotions for AEW, this will be the one. The things that we all expect that we're going to see, I feel like they should. This is the moment where they just, what we expect is not going to happen.
We have the 21 woman casino battle royale for a title shot. So far announced Nyla Rose, Thunder Rosa, The Bunny, Big Swole, Julia Hart, Tay Conti, Diamante, Jade Cargill, Penelope Ford, Red Velvet, Hikaru Shida, Emi Sakura. There's some heavy hitters in there. Like, I think mm-hmm. Big Swole hasn't like hit that top level yet. And I think one day she will. You got Thunder Rosa, who has been there, Nyla mm-hmm. Rose, who has been there, Jade Cargill, who is like can't miss,
right?
And Hikaru Shida, who has been there. Do any of them stand out to you? I mean, it'd be fairly easy for them to go back to Thunder Rosa, Britt Baker, but who's standing out as the top dog for you right now? But we've got nine people that we don't even know about yet,
right? Well, the whole thing with Thunder Rosa and Britt Baker, they were going at it when Thunder Rosa was with NWA. Mm-hmm. So now she's with AEW because it's one of those things that we had asked her about that when we were interviewing her. And obviously she wouldn't tell us. So, you know, I get that. But it's like, it kind of seemed like there's only so far she can go being signed to NWA. Like, she wasn't going to hold the AEW belt. So now that she's signed to AEW, I feel like her and Britt can go. And she might even take the belt after off of Britt because they had a storyline. I feel like Jade Cargill is great. I just don't know. She'll be great as far as mic-wise defending the belt, but in the ring-wise, she's just not there yet. Like she's just, you know, we all have to crawl before we can walk. Sure. Although I would love to see how she defends it because her character is so great. Mm-hmm. But I think we can go with a Thunder Rosa Britt Baker. I feel there might be a still more of a story to play out with that. And I think it makes sense.
I think there's a chance maybe Ruby Soho shows up as the Joker. I think she could win it, and that'd be a great way to launch her immediately into a title program. I mean, those videos that she and John Carlo are putting out are incredible. They're just so simple. They play off of music and lighting and all that stuff. So I think it'll actually be the Joker. I think Ruby Soho is going to pop up.
Do you think match. Or do you know? Because you know everything. are you playing with our emotions? Can you just give us a for sure thing?
I'm not going to say whether I know or I think because I want to look as smart as possible on Monday.
Okay.
But all right. Chris Jericho versus MJF. If Jericho loses, he'll retire from in-ring competition in AEW. I think Jericho is going to win. I don't want to see Jericho win. People asking if I think Tessa will be the Joker. No chance in hell. That ain't happening. I think that Jericho is going to win this. I don't want to see Jericho win this. I think MJF mm-hmm. should just run the gamut there and have beaten him four times. I think MJF beating Jericho all these times could be like Jericho's I beat The Rock and Stone Cold in the same night. It's something he can brag about forever. I beat Jericho all these times. I retired Chris Jericho, yada, yada. He can say it for years and years. You think there's any possibility of that?
Here's actually where I disagree with you. I feel like, because as you know, nobody really retires until like they really have to, until they're forced to retire. And I feel with Jericho, he can afford to take a step and retire for 6 months, a year, kind of like the Jay-Z retirement type thing. Yeah. So I just feel like, and he has been commentating. So it's just like, I feel like he can take a step back, but I don't think this is going to be his official retirement, that he has more to go. But I think sometimes if you've been going for so long, and especially when AEW first started, pretty much kind of carried the company on his back to an extent. I feel like now he could take a little bit of a break, and then if MJF does beat him, there's now another storyline, you know, a year, 6 months, 2 years from now that could be picked up again.
Oh man, you mentioned it earlier. Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, defending against Chris Statlander. I think that that Britt Baker is going to continue to win, continue her title reign. It's too early. She is one of the hottest things on the show right now. And they have set up a nice sort of murderer's row for her with Thunder Rosa. And if Ruby pops up, her as well. Chris Statlander, there are some others as well. I think that it makes an awful lot of sense for Britt Baker to just continue this hot streak.
Yeah, Britt Baker is doing such an amazing job. I had said it last week. She's like the one lady in the office that annoys you, and you wish that you can beat her up, but you can't. She's doing such an amazing job. Like, her character is just like everything. I see the same thing. I feel like, yeah, it's just to carry the brand. I don't think we've really developed the AEW women's brand. We still have a lot more, like a lot more ways to go. So I feel like I would love for Chris to get it, but I think Britt is going to retain it. And then whoever wins the battle royale, that's where there's going to be a possible change of the belt.
We also have Miro defending the TNT title against Eddie Kingston. I just love that they added this match. This is going to be such a fun match. It's so simply built. You know what I mean? It's just so easy to do. And if this were happening a couple weeks later at Arthur Ashe, I would be picking Eddie Kingston to go over. But because it's not, I think it's them going with the hot hand again. Eddie Kingston can take a million losses and he'll be able to get himself back over with the microphone. So I think it's going to be Miro. How are you feeling?
Again, I kind of want to side with you, but I feel like AEW is not going to, at least I hope not. I mean, I'm assuming you feel the same way. It's a great match where it's like you predict it, but then in the middle of the match, you're like, I have no idea what's going to happen. And then sometimes it happens as you predicted and sometimes it doesn't. So I feel like AEW should pull the wool out of, like, pull the rug from beneath us as far as our expectations. I do want Miro to win, but I feel like he also has some great mic skills that him chasing the belt would also be.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids. And he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step by step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Entertaining as well.
Yep. I think there's a lot of options that they can go with there. And Miro is so good and Eddie Kingston are so good. There's really no way to go wrong. I'm so excited for Lucha Brothers, Young Bucks in a cage. I thought I was done watching these two wrestle, these two teams wrestle. I was like, I've seen them in so many high profile matches. Did I need another one? Then I'm thinking, man, they're going to do so much crazy shit inside that cage. They're going to do so much crazy stuff.
A lot of
stuff.
Highlight reels.
I think the Young Bucks still win, but I want your pick. The Elite seems like they're on top and running strong right now, and I don't see them losing. But, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah, I feel the same. Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like
I think X-Pac, we're going to see a Canadian Destroyer off the cage through a table.
Yeah, right. I feel like X-Pac said this the best. Like with these pay-per-views, you need those matches where it's going to be ebbs and flows. And we're going to see those amazing hot spots, but then it's going to be like one of those matches where you can breathe a little bit because you already know what's going to happen. And I agree with you. It's going to be your pick all the way for sure.
Christian Cage against Kenny Omega, the AEW World Championship. I don't think there is a chance in hell that Christian Cage wins this one, even though he won the Impact title. How you feeling?
Yeah, let's be honest. I love Impact. I really do. But I feel like with Kenny Omega, he was like, okay, I can roll with that. But like letting go of the AEW title, yeah, we're not rolling with that. Not anytime soon. I think it's gonna go Kenny Omega for sure. Christian Cage, I feel like they can. It might be down the road where Kenny Omega goes back after the Impact belt, but yeah, I don't see him losing the AEW belt.
We got a super chat from Scott Wesley saying Punk beats Darby. They shake hands. 2.0 and Garcia attack after, and Danielson makes the save. I don't think they'll end the show with 2.0 and Garcia, but CM Punk versus Darby Allin is being positioned as the main event. I think nice. CM Punk wins this. I think that's a no-brainer. And I think that Bryan Danielson pops up afterwards. Where are you at on that? Are you expecting Daniel Bryanson?
The question Danielson? Is,
I keep calling him Daniel Bryanson for the love of God.
The question is he coming for sure? The pinkies up. Okay. This will be okay. So I can do that too.
Eric says, will we see Adam Cole screw Chris Statlander or Christian? Well, I don't want to speak about his private life. I don't know who he's planning on screwing that night, but I don't know what Adam Cole's plans are. I've just been told that he's fielding offers. FightfulSelect.com has had all the exclusive news on that, but CM Punk winning the Darby Allin match, you think?
Oh yeah, for sure. I can't see it going any other way. Like I think there might be a riot if it goes the other way. Like there's no,
yeah.
there's absolutely not.
And do you think we see Bryan Danielson on this show?
I mean, I think so. I feel like, I think when AEW first started, WWE thought they were going to crush AEW.
Yep.
And I feel like now we're getting to a point where WWE is like, okay, we can continue battling. There's more than enough room for all of us. And it's actually going to push us more as far as storylines and stuff like that. So now they're kind of willing to let people go, especially, I mean, big people. And I feel like also too, the way WWE and other promotions are set up is that they're never really, unless you really screw WWE over and then they'll just never forgive you. If you leave on, you know, great terms, there's always going to be a door eventually 10 years, 5 years that you're going to come back. It's never an official no with WWE. So I think it is going to happen because we haven't seen him in a while. And as we see with a lot of people who cross over to AEW, it's like a whole different person. Like Miro, like, it's just, I love this version of him. And I don't think he would have ever been that guy on, with WWE.
Dylan Bishop says, what's more likely, Brian confronting Omega or coming to the aid of Punk to form the Outsiders 2.0? I think the Outsiders 2.0 could really happen. And let me tell you, that group could grow pretty quickly as the NWO did as well. I think that one's more likely.
Yeah.
Chris Brown says, Iconics inspiration chance it all out. I think there's a chance. Their visa situation is squared away from what I understand. But it's not tied to a particular wrestling company. I know that multiple wrestling companies have shown interest in them, but I don't know necessarily what their desires are. I mean, you're the one who runs the Women's Wrestling Talk podcast here. What do you think the possibilities are of this happening?
I mean, I think it's, I think you know, but I'm not, you know, obviously you're not going to, I understand you're not going to give out all the details. I referenced to, I mean, NWA did it this weekend when Awesome Kong's music hit.
I feel like it was
amazing. And I feel like it doesn't matter what pay-per-view it is or anything like that. Well, especially coming off of like you had SummerSlam, then you had NWA. Like, I feel like AEW is going to supply a few surprises. If not, I feel like they want to top everybody else. So there's going to be more than one surprise. There's going to be a couple of surprises. And they might be one of them. I mean, why not? They can definitely shake up the women's division and create some more storylines, which it's kind of like sometimes AEW has and sometimes it's not so much. So I think there's a real possibility for that.
Negan Mox says Cole appears in the Bucks match. Maybe if I were AEW, I'd space out some of these and make it seem like every show was a show that you have to watch as opposed to just loading all of them up. I mean, you might have Ruby Soho coming in. You might have Daniel Bryan coming in. You might have Adam Cole coming in. I don't know what the contract status of all those are, but I would spread them out. Cause I mean, the first full week of Dynamite and Rampage after the Punk thing, it was like, okay, this feels a little thin. So I think they should spread it out. But TK Trinidad, tell the people where they can find you. Tell people about Women's Wrestling Talk podcast.
Well, you can find me at everything at TK Trinidad, but Women's Wrestling Talk, we are growing. We have about 15 hosts. We do news. We do interviews. We just had a huge slew of interviews from Empower, which a lot of just great. So definitely go and check that out. So pretty much you put in Women's Wrestling Talk or WWT Talk Pod anywhere. You're going to find us on social media, all that great stuff. We have a lot of great content coming out.
We have one more super chat. Dr. Six Fingers Esquire says, hoping Brian, son of Daniel, shows up, but separate from CM Punk Darby. Spread the shine around the roster. I mean, I think there is something very special to some former indie darlings turned WWE megastars that have been there coming back to a promotion that's a little more true to them. And let me tell you guys, I mean, obviously Adam Cole's around too. There's a lot of options, but
I have a question for you though.
Okay.
So here's the thing. And you know, I get all my news from you. It seems like eventually there's going to come to a point where AEW is going to start mirroring WWE more as becoming more corporate. Do you think that's going to happen, or do you think AEW is going to stay true to more of the indie scene? Because now there are a little bit of complaints from fans saying that it's becoming, you know, it's more scripted and all this other stuff. So what do you think is going to be the outcome or the evolution of AEW?
I think it's going to be a little bit of both. I don't think it's going to go. I think I'm hoping they draw the line at like the spooky stuff, like The Fiend and, I mean, Abaddon's already there, but you don't see her doing like underworld stuff like in Impact Wrestling.
Right.
I think it should be at its core a pro wrestling show where things matter. And then as a result of things mattering, you develop personalities from that. Because when everything on your shows matter, when everything on your show matters, everybody on the show matters. And when everybody matters, you have an easier way to make everybody interesting. Suddenly, the match that's like an hour in on a 2-hour show means a little bit more. And when you do that, you got to have good workers. But they aren't above doing things the WWE way to an accelerated degree. Look at Jade Cargill. I mean, she did not have nearly as much training as most people should have. Mm-hmm. But when they accentuate the positives, hide the negatives, it is very clear she's a can't-miss star because
right.
she would have screwed up to some measurable degree by now if there wasn't something special there.
Right.
They picked their spots with Anthony Ogogo, who has had like a couple matches. They had him come in. They hot-shotted a feud. People were interested in it, and they got him off TV. I think they're doing a brand new approach. It's more like an ECW approach to me because ECW would have people like that come in. They do one spot, then they go away for a while, and they come back more refined. So I think it's going to be more of their approach than anything we've seen before.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
And we got Eric saying, is Mongo McMichael coming to challenge Double A Tully and Brian Pillman Jr.? Could you imagine? Well, hopefully you can imagine our weekend coverage. This Friday, AEW Rampage and SmackDown coverage. Robert DeFelice and Kate Hensler will be here. Then Sunday night is AEW All Out. I'll be doing the scrum there. So we'll have Kate Hensler and Alex Pawlowski coming at you live. Make sure you guys donate Super Chats. Show them some love over there. Get your questions answered. Thursday, we have a Tony Khan web conference that you guys are going to want to check out as well. TK Trinidad, thank you so much for joining me again.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, follow her. Until next time, we're out.
Ciao.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.